back from recess. Dr. Brown?
We are back. I recognize Greg Wyman, counsel to the CCAC, to present the results from the storm.
Once again, out of a possible score of 30, design number one received a total of 30 out of 30.
Wow.
Design number two received 3. Design number three received 7. Design number four received a score of 4. Design number five received a score of 2. And design 5A also received a score of 2. So once again, the high scoring design is design number one with a perfect score of 30.
Thank you so much, Greg. Are there any motions? Recognizing Art?
This is Art Bernstein. I move that we unanimously recommend design one.
Peter Van Alphen, second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, aye.
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 Mike, you're aye.
Yes, I'm an aye.
Thank you.
I got
some
other things I'm doing here.
That's quite all right. I understand. That sounds like the motion carries.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Since all discussion on this program has concluded, then I would like to take this moment again to thank Mr. Padilla for joining us and helping us to really appreciate and recognize the fantastic contribution of Cecilia Cruz. So thank you so much for your support of her, as well as thank you for attending with us today and sharing with us the comments that you have.
I want to thank you and thank the U.S. Mint Office and the U.S. government to recognize this amazing lady who was, I always told her that the persona behind the great singer that we all know it was better than the singer. Her persona behind the humanitarian, that's the Celia Cruz that everybody who knew her had the great opportunity of knowing those qualities. So I want to thank you all for your time and for honoring Celia this way.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
The third item today for our review is the reverse candidate design for the 2024 American Women Quarter, honoring Patsy Takamoto Mink. Ms. Stafford, again, the chief of the Mint's Office of Design Development, will introduce the program and present the reverse candidate designs.
Thank you. This is April Stafford. Some background on this quarter. Patsy Takamoto Mink was a third generation Japanese American born and raised on the island of Maui in Hawaii. She endured discrimination throughout her life, which affected and subsequently shaped her education, career opportunities, and convictions. Ms. Mink continued to persevere and succeed, eventually winning seats in the Hawaii Territorial Legislature, the Hawaii State Senate, and ultimately the U.S. House of Representatives, becoming the first woman of color to serve in the United States Congress. She served 6 consecutive terms in Congress from 1965 to 1977, and another 7 consecutive terms from 1989 to 2002. As a member of Congress, she fought for gender and racial equality, affordable childcare, support for low-income women and families, environmental protection, peace, and most notably, the landmark Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972. Posthumously renamed the Patsy T. Mink Equal Opportunity in Education Act, Title IX states in part, quote, "No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance." Title IX not only opened up new avenues of study for women, but also opened up real opportunity in sports at both the collegiate and high school levels. Patsy Takamoto Mink was a dedicated civil servant whose lifelong pursuit of racial and gender equality cemented her legacy and is an inspiration to many to continue the fight for equity. We have family representative Wendy Mink with us today. Ms. Mink, would you like to say a few words to the committee?
I don't actually have a prepared statement, but I would like to express my gratitude and my family's gratitude for the inclusion of my mother in this quarter's series. It's quite an honor, and we're very excited about having the coins actually in hand and being able to celebrate this recognition. I'd also like to thank folks for including our voices along the way in this process, and I look forward to hearing you all discuss where we are in a few moments. I'll just leave it by saying that the family would be very happy with image number 4 or number 5. Liking both for different reasons, but commonly embracing both because they contain the principal signifiers of her work and her origins. And I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you so much. This is April Stafford. We'll move through the preferences. So first we go to, this is design 5. Design 5 is the first preference of the family liaison, as well as the recommendation by the CFA. And we also have, we'll go on to, there's a secondary preference of the family. I'll note that as we move through the portfolio. All right, so.
Number 4 is the secondary preference.
Yes, ma'am. So, starting with reverse 1. This reverse depicts Mink with her landmark legislation, commonly known as Title IX. She's encircled by a ring of symbols representing women, with the interior of the symbols featuring a variety of sports and educational opportunities now available to women. Reverses 2 and 2A feature an enlarged image of Mink surrounded by symbols representing women, filled with the icons of opportunities women can pursue. Design 4 depicts Mink with her Title IX legislation in front of the Capitol building. The additional inscription is Equal Opportunity in Education. This design is the secondary preference of the family liaison. And finally, reverse 5 portrays a seated portrait of Patsy Mink next to an image of the Capitol building. The additional inscription is Equity in Education. This design is the first preference of the family liaison, as well as the formal recommendation by the U.S. Commission of Fine Arts.
Thank you so much. From the committee, are there any technical or legal questions that you would like to have posed? Recognizing Art?
This is Art Bernstein with a technical question. I noticed on design 2 there are dots separating the wording around the edge of the coin, and when we look at reverse 5, where there are even more words around the edge of the coin, there are no dots, which to me made it a little hard to distinguish between the different phrases. Is there a reason, a philosophy behind when dots are used and not used?
This is Joe Mena. The use of delimiters is artistic discretion, or the artist's choice. We could suggest them sometimes, but you know, I won't talk about what the committee can or can't do. I would drop your point. We're always open to suggestions for stuff like that. There's no easier fix than putting a dot in there.
This is Peter Van Alphen, and I also have a technical question about number 5. The inclusion of the watch on her wrist at quarter-size scale, this is essentially just going to be a line with very little detail. Is that correct? Will it be possible to see that this is actually a watch or more of a bracelet, or
this is Joe Mena. You know, basically you'd have the wristband and the rectangle of the watch itself. It's going to read. It can't read anymore. It'll read. But it's going to read like you're not going to see dials. So, I don't mean that sarcastically.
This is April Stafford. The watch was a specific request by the family to add into the portrait.
Okay, thank you.
And same thing, like this Joe again. Like you see her wedding ring. That's you'll see it for a little bit.
The wedding ring as well. This is April.
Right.
Harcourt.
This is Harcourt Fuller. Can we go back to let's say 1 and 2? I have a question. I think it's for Greg and possibly Joe. I remember we had a, let's see, I want to, remember we had a discussion about the portrayal of religious symbols mm-hmm. on coins. And I let me preface this. I am not making a comment about religion. However, I do see what might be interpreted as crosses there.
I think this is meant to not be a cross, but rather female. The symbol for female. We didn't evaluate it as a religious symbol.
Okay.
Because you're correct. We have, when it comes to religious symbols, we tend to be careful about how they're portrayed unless that is integral to the wearer, for example, or the device itself. So if these were meant to be crosses, that's something we would have done a different evaluation of this. But we didn't, from a legal standpoint, we didn't look at these as crosses. We looked at them as the symbol for female.
And if I may, just to clarify, I do know that those are symbols for female, mm-hmm. but just wanted to be...
But if you're concerned about that, that's certainly something to raise.
Yeah, and yes. And mm-hmm. All right, so I just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any further questions from the committee regarding legal or technical matters? Not hearing any further, then let us begin our consideration. Again, as a friendly reminder, let's keep our comments as much as we can to 5 minutes or less. Additionally, if you have any further questions, please understand that we will be able to come back to those questions a little later. For the benefit of the court reporter and for those calling in, I ask that you state your name when you begin speaking. So let us begin with our considerations. This time with Mike Moran starting off.
Lawrence, I'm going to get you. Now fires right now. I really concur with the number 5. I think it's excellent, a good choice, and I'd be quite happy with it.
Thank you so much. Sam Gill.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. This is Sam Gill. I remember Patsy Mink here in Washington years ago, and she was just a lovely woman, and I'm sure all of us know families with girls, young girls who are coming along, going to college and get to play sports just like the boys do, which is just a really fine thing. I like number 5 very much. I think that 1 and 2 and maybe 3 and 4 might be a little too busy for a quarter size, and I think number 5 captures her just perfectly. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let's turn now to Peter.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. This is Peter Van Alphen. I am very happy to support number 5. I think that this is a strong, simple, elegant portrayal and design. I do like the negative space. Just adds, I think, to the elegance of it. So I'll go with number 5. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's turn back to Harcourt.
This is Harcourt Fuller, number 5.
Okay. Next to Mr. Tucker.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. This is Dennis Tucker. And hello to Ms. Mink. It's nice to see you. My daughter is Asian American. And like your mother, she's a beautiful soul. I always like to see Asian American women on U.S. coins. Dr. Fuller said something yesterday, representation can help lead to inclusion. And that was in the back of my mind as I looked at these designs. I actually like number 4 better than number 5 for a couple reasons. I think they're both they're excellent designs, and both of them would make nice coins. Number 4 is a little more active, whereas number 5 is a little more static. In number 4, she's looks like she's about to sign that Title IX. And also, number 4 uses the specific language of the Title IX Act, Equal Opportunity in Education. I felt that that was a small advantage over number 5. So my preference is for number 4. But I like all of the portraits, and I like both 4 and 5 as designs. So, thank you.
Thank you. Let's turn now to John Saunders.
I'm going to just conclude kind of the same things that everybody else has said. I like number five best. Number four is not bad. I think it's a little busy. Number five is more simple, so I like that in terms of design. I too have Asian American children, or half Asian American, so it's a particular honor to have Ms. Mink on the coin here. And the other thing I would comment on is what was brought up about the dots between the factors of the legend, particularly on a lot of European coins. Sometimes the dots are very important. They often indicate the mint that it was made at, when a coin was made at multiple mints, or other things of significance. And I'd like to add that I think adding dots to design five would make it a bit better. I mean, it's just fine the way it is, but I'm going to take the priority, the prerogative of meddling with the design, and so I'm going to suggest that we add dots between the legends to kind of separate them.
Let's do this.
They're called the limiters.
Okay. We have a this is Lawrence Brown. We have a clarification for the terminology.
Just right? For clarification for the this is Joe Mena. For clarification for the record, internally, not trying to sound pedantic or patronizing, we call them delimiters. So formally, we know they're dots, but delimiters, just you know, they could be dashes.
Or stars. We've used
the term. It's often used among coin collectors, but this is it's different one than what you guys use.
That's a point of clarification. Specifically, dots are requested.
Is that's the question?
No, any marks to indicate the change would be fine. I mean, if you want to use a small diamond or something else, a dot is. I'll defer to Joe's terminology here. That might leave it open.
Thank you so much. Let's turn now to Dean.
This is Dean Kowalski. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Oh dear, oh my. I thought all five of these were fine. The one that I was least inspired by was number five. I think number five is fine. I think it's acceptable. I would be perfectly happy with it. It reminds me of a couple of images of Lyndon Johnson. One is his portrait in the National Portrait Gallery, and the other is his image on the stamp that was issued after his death that showed the Capitol building in the background and him in the foreground. He was very much a man of Congress, and I think this messaging is that she was, Patsy Takamoto Mink was very much a woman of Congress, and I think that's a very, very good message. But I liked the other designs better. Like Dennis, I liked number four better. I don't think that this is too busy. I think that this gives a lot of the essential story that she was a person of Congress, a member of Congress, an important member of Congress, but it gives you an idea of what she did specifically. And of course, she played a major role in Congress in passing Title IX. Richard Nixon signed it in 1972. It's very interesting to note. I like the 25 cents. But I want to focus on 1, 2, and 2A. I bet I'm going to hear that these are all busy and that they're too busy for a quarter. And I'm not persuaded. Well, I am, but I want to be contrarian here. All of these designs are fun and engaging in the best sense of those words. I think what you've got here is the sense of opportunities opening to women, done in a very, very creative and very artistic way. All of them, I mean, she's smiling. The portrait is larger in 2 and 2A, and I think that that's very striking. And then I was thinking as we were going through, and you know, what is it I particularly like about this? This is a period of the space age, and there's something space age about this. It's almost as if these are planets in some sort of solar system. All of these images in this iconography, and it's moving round and round, and it's almost like women in the 1970s were ready to blast off into a new future. And so 1, 2, and 2A, I was just very, very impressed by. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you so much for your thoughtful comments. Let's turn now to Robin.
This is Robin Salmon. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also was torn a lot with this particular coin design. The first two were the ones that grabbed me instantly for all the reasons that others have said, the symbolism, the fact that all of these areas were something that Patsy Takamoto Mink was involved in, believed in, and supported. And I also don't necessarily think that it's too busy either. I agree with Dean on that. It's unique. And if a teacher were using these coins in the classroom, the symbolism on the coins is what tells the story, not so much the portrait of the individual, although the portrait is very important. So with number 4 and number 5, those are also very good designs. Number 4, I think I might lean a little more toward than number 5. Although 5 is a very beautiful, elegant depiction of the woman, who she was, and what she stood for. The equity and education lettering beneath her says it all, along with the capital. I have to admit, I'm confused again this time, and I'll have to think about it a bit more. But all of you present viable arguments for each of these. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's turn now to Art.
This is Art Bernstein, and I want to use the word that Robin used a moment ago. Elegant, to me, describes both designs 4 and 5. With design 4, I appreciated the specific mention of Title IX. I thought that was an important element to that design. I also like design 5 because of its elegance, and if we end up going with design 5, John and I both agree that delimiters should be used around the wording on the edge of the coin. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Lawrence Brown, and I too are torn by the beauty of the spectrum of options that we have in front of us. And I would like to also to tell Joe and Mike, we thank you for giving us this opportunity, but also this challenge. I must confess that initially, designs 2 and 2A, I too thought they were a bit busy. But hearing comments from our colleagues, I must say I've now decided that that should not be a basis for me to not consider them because of the imagery that's associated with that. Designs 4, I love the inscription. I think that to me that was most valuable, particularly the design element that has the title of the law that's in her hand. That makes it very positive. But I must also say that I was also persuaded by the negative spaces in design 5. That makes it, at least from the standpoint of being able to see that, but although I would also agree with the delimiters, because there needs to be something for which there can be pauses between reading the items that are on that design. So I am going to then pause for a couple of seconds before I have to vote, but like all of us, I want to make sure that we give an opportunity for Ms. Mink to be able to comment based on what she has heard, because this is extremely valuable to us as we make important decisions going forward.
Is that an invitation for me to say something?
Yes, ma'am, if you choose to.
As I think hinted that we're sort of torn between 4 and 5. We like them both, but I agree with everybody who said number 4 has energy. which was part of her persona, and so it's nice to see represented in that design. Number four has the elegance and the simplicity that focuses the mind on the nature of her work and the nature of her accomplishment in the educational equity arena. The reasons we didn't lean towards the first two designs have to do with clutter in part, but also because neither of them really inform the person with the coin in their hand of who she is or what she did or why she's being honored. You know, we sort of thought it was important to have the Capitol in the background as a hint to the viewer, the holder of the coin, that she had something to do with legislation and public policy and decision making. Whereas in the designs with the sort of multiple balls in the air, it wasn't clear whether it was supposed to imply she was an athlete or was she did she go to school? Was she a coach? You know, there's nothing self-explanatory or nothing directive about the coin in that regard. So,
thank you so much. Let me turn to our engraving office so they can give us any further guidance that they may have that may very well be valuable to our consideration.
This is Joe Mena. Greg, stop me if this is out of line. I'm not advocating for one design or another, but the two designs that everyone is in favor of are very much the same design, told two different ways, as you obviously see. One more dynamic, one more stoic. So I think just symbolically speaking, both artistically, the representation of the Capitol is there. This first one, from just an artistic symbolic perspective, is giving you the dynamic story of legislating. And the other one seems to me, because of the rectilinear, the way she's planted on the table, her statesperson-like, her statesman person presence, they're just two different versions of the same story. Active and feet on the, like this, yeah, like that would be like the portrait you might see in her office, right? Like a painting of her in the White House if she was president, that kind of thing. So just artistic speaking, that's what it looks like to me.
Recognize Dennis?
Thank you, Dr. Brown. I will keep this brief, but I would just like to make as strong a case as I can for number four. And I would just repeat that it is more active, more dynamic, as Ms. Mink said. To me, it's important that it uses the specific language of the Title IX Act, which was renamed in her honor, the Equal Opportunity in Education Act. So that we sometimes talk about someone picking up a coin, being intrigued by it, but then having to look elsewhere online or somewhere else to find more information. They can Google the words equal opportunity in education and this will come up. Title IX as well, which we see on the paperwork there. Also, the use of the words 25 cents rather than quarter dollar affords a better balance in that lettering. It's not as cramped and it avoids having to put in delimiters to allow the inscriptions to breathe. I just think number four is a much stronger design than number five, which is itself a strong design. So,
thank you so much. This is Dr. Brown again, and I want to remind us that as much as we want to make sure that this is a sufficient amount telling of the story about how we came to this decision, also want to remind us about making sure that we are efficient and with a rhythm. Dean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Dean Kutlowski. We've had the debate before between quarter dollar and 25 cents, and I think I made the point with one of the American Women Quarters that in this case it's okay to break rules. I think it's almost required to do something a little different, and I like the 25 cents. Thank you.
Thank you. April, did you want to offer anything?
No, sir.
Thank you. Then, based on that, let us then, so here we know further, let's make sure that we start the voting. You all should have your score sheets in front of you. Mike, And Robin, you'll have yours, she'll have yours that you can send electronically. Let's take a 10-minute recess to vote.
Thank you, sir.